SBS Radio.
Police outnumber people on Rio's famous Copacabana beach as Brazil quickly nears 50,000 coronavirus deaths. Local resident Gabriela Patricia says she understands the reason for the heavy police presence.
I think people are tired to be at home. Then they come to the beach to walk around and get some air. But I also think it's wrong that people are crowded into bars and on the beach. I think it's wrong.
But it clearly has not been enough. The country has surpassed 1 million virus cases, following a daily rise of at least 35,000 confirmed infections. New fatalities have increased by over 1,000, marking the largest daily increase in deaths across the world. The United States is also seeing new infections rising in at least 24 states. Florida is among the most concerning, with over 4,000 fresh cases. It marks the state's highest daily jump so far and the sixth straight day of record highs. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says people might not even realize they have contracted COVID-19.
The vast majority of the cases that we're seeing right now in the state of Florida are with people who are presenting without any symptoms.
In California, new infections are rapidly escalating, with a daily increase of more than 3,600 cases. But there appears to be minimal concern among some residents who are defying an order to wear face masks in public. Resistance to masks is also present in Arizona's capital city, Phoenix. Local Charles Gabecchia says he does not cover his face when out in public.
I'm not wearing a mask. I think the masks are good, but I think they kind of act as a placebo to some extent.
In Germany, a large COVID-19 outbreak at the Tunis meat processing factory in the northeastern city of Gütersloh is raising concerns the country could be hit by a second wave of the coronavirus. The owner is accused of not cooperating with authorities after over 1,000 workers tested positive for COVID-19. At least 7,000 staff and their families are now in quarantine. Many of the workers are migrants living in crowded accommodation. It's a common factor in a series of localized outbreaks around the country that have forced Germany's virus reproduction rate up to 1.79, the highest it's been in weeks. The owner of the abattoir, Clemens Tunis, says he is deeply sorry for making the situation worse.
As a businessman and someone who puts people first, who put Rita first, who is all about Gütersloh and the adjoining communities, I can only offer my complete apologies and give my apology because we are the cause of this issue and carry full responsibility. Me as a businessman and the company as a whole.
Ich als Unternehmer und das Unternehmen insgesamt.
Meanwhile, in Iran, case numbers are also surging, with over 200,000 people contracting the virus. The daily death toll has once again exceeded 100, bringing the nationwide count to over 9,500. But as citizens become increasingly desperate to return to work, social distancing has been forgotten. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says he is concerned the spread of the virus will increase because people aren't following measures as strictly.
We see that adherence has decreased notably. It has gone from 80% to 20%. This is very worrying for us.
In Spain, fears of a second wave are weighing heavily on the minds of decision makers following the end of the country's 14-week state of emergency. Travellers from all across the European Union are allowed to visit the popular holiday destination, with the exception of Portugal. British passengers will have to undergo a series of tests prior to being permitted into the country, but won't have to go into quarantine. This is welcome news for the nearly 400,000 Britons who own holiday houses in the country. Spanish Foreign Minister Arantxa Gonzalez Lea says the health of the Spanish people remains a priority.
We will be asking everybody to register so that we know we have a contact point where to trace them in case they get contaged with coronavirus. We want to make sure that we welcome visitors, but we want to do this in safety and security for them as well as for the Spaniards.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sonia Lal, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.